A winter weather travel advisory has been issued for the Sault Ste. Marie area. It replaces a snow squall watch that was in effect earlier. Environment Canada says to expect conditions to deteriorate due to heavy snow. Snow squalls are expected to develop off Lake Superior this evening, however, they should initially affect areas north of Sault Ste. Marie, the advisory said. Lake effect snow will begin to shift south into the area later this evening or overnight. At this time, lake effect snow is expected to move through rather quickly before exiting to the south early Tuesday morning. Total accumulations of 5 to 10 centimeters are possible, with higher amounts in some areas. The quick movement of the snow squall is expected to result in poor visibility. In addition, westerly winds gusting to 50 kilometers per hour may result in local blowing snow, predominantly for exposed areas near Lake Superior. Motorists should expect hazardous winter driving conditions and adjust travel plans accordingly. Visibility will be suddenly reduced to near zero at times in heavy snow and blowing snow, Environment Canada said. A snow squall warning remains in effect north of the Sault, where 15 to 20 centimeters of snow is expected. Weather conditions have closed Highway 17 between Highway 563 and Pinewood Drive in Wawa. Find the full weather advisory from Environment Canada below. Weather advisory issued for Sault Ste. Marie, St. Joseph Island, Ont. 048830. Current details. Winter weather travel advisory in effect for tonight. Hazards. Reduced visibility in heavy snow and local blowing snow. Total snowfall accumulations of 5 to 10 centimeters with locally higher amounts possible. Timing. This evening to early Tuesday morning. Discussion. Snow squalls are expected to develop off Lake Superior this evening, however, they should initially affect areas north of Sault Ste. Marie. Lake effect snow will begin to shift south into the area later this evening or overnight. At this time, lake effect snow is expected to move through rather quickly before exiting to the south early Tuesday morning. Poor visibility in heavy snow will be the primary hazard as opposed to snowfall accumulations due to the quick movement of the snow squall. Westerly winds gusting to 50 kilometers per hour may result in local blowing snow, predominantly for exposed areas near Lake Superior. Motorists should expect hazardous winter driving conditions and adjust travel plans accordingly. Visibility will be suddenly reduced to near zero at times in heavy snow and blowing snow. Be prepared to adjust your driving with changing road conditions. Take extra care when walking or driving in affected areas. For road conditions and other traveler information from the Ministry of Transportation, visit https://www.ontario.ca/511, https://www.twitter.com/511ontario, or call 511. Please continue to monitor alerts and forecasts issued by Environment Canada. To report severe weather, send an email to onstorm@ec.gc.ca or tweet reports using #onstorm. More details on the alert are available here.